Robert Frost at 80. I think there are poems greater and stranger than any I have known. I would like to find them. They are not on the graying paper of old books or chanted on obscure lips. They are not in the language of mermaids or the sharp-tongued adjectives of vanishing. They run like torn threads along paving stones. They are cracked as the skull of an old man. They stir in the mirror at 50, at 80. My ear keeps trying to hear them, but the seafront is cold, the tide moves in. They migrate like crows at a cricket ground. They knock at the door when I am out. I have done with craft. How can I front ghosts with cleverness? The slick glide of paradox and rhyme that transforms prejudice to brittle gems of seeming wisdom. Though I bury all I own or hold close, though my skin outlives the trees, though the lines fall, shattering the stone, I cannot catch them. They have the lilting accent of a house I saw but never entered. They are the sounds a child hears, the water, the afternoon, the sky. I watch them now, trickling through the open mirror. Sometimes, but almost never, we touch what we desire.